but you dirge for the dead and take no damn on your bread. Just a supper of salt and a waltz through your empty bed. And all at once it came to me, and I wrote him hunch till 4:30. But that vestal light, it burns out with the night. In spite of all the time that we spend on it, on one bedraggled ghost of a sonnet. Well, outside the wild boar's roof, without bending it now underfoot, oh, it breaks my heart. I don't know how they do it. From the master derailed that disaster. He said, hand that pen over to me, poetaster. Well, across the great plains, keen and lovely and awful, you laid the lost trade. American novels, an unlawful lot left to stutter and freeze blood lit. But at least they didn't run to their undying credit.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday show. Big show tonight. We got me, that being Jick, and my droogs, Xenophobe, Riff, yo, and Hot Stuff. It's possible that we're having radio trouble, but haven't had it confirmed by anyone yet over here. How you guys all doing tonight?
Doing good.
Awesome as usual.
Today is the first day in over 2 weeks that I haven't nearly died coughing.
Excellent. So I'm sure the listeners will appreciate that as much as the rest of us do.
Unlike my
we've all been covered with sticky mucus from Hot Stuff. It's disgusting.
It's hard to breathe in here.
It's hot.
Something weird happened to me on the way over here. I forgot to tell you guys. I drove over to my house to get my headset, and then I drove back. And as I'm leaving my house, I'm driving down this like regular city street. And there's one guy walking, there's two guys walking toward me down the street. One of them is like in the middle of my lane, and one of them is in the very center of the street. And I think, oh, okay, they're just crossing the street or whatever, they'll move. But no, I just get closer and closer and they don't move. So I swing over into the left lane to go around them, like into the oncoming traffic lane. There were no cars coming. And as I drove by, I gave the guy in the middle of the street one of those, like, kind of jerky, both hands up in the air, what the fuck shrugs. And he did this thing that I've never seen anybody do in real life. But the thing that, like, football players do in movies about high school, where they'll, like, see a nerd walking by, and they'll, like, sort of lurch toward the nerd and, like, draw their fist back as though they're going to punch him. But I'm in a car.
Like, he's going to ruin your paint job.
I was afraid that I was going to get hit, but because he would punch my car, I would run over him and go to jail, and somebody would hit me in jail. So, since he was black, I drove off in a hurry because I figured he probably had a gun. He was going to shoot me.
That's pretty reasonable thing, I think.
It was over there by the apartment where that guy got arrested last year for making, like, neurotoxin.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, just have big buckets of frogs and jellyfish everywhere.
No, he made ricin. I don't know. We're being told that Xenophobe is a little bit too quiet. I don't know. Maybe closer.
How's this? Probably too loud.
We'll see as time goes by. Anyway, so that was... I almost didn't make it home. I was almost shot.
Darn.
I guess. I'm assuming. I was almost shot. I guess we can answer some questions. Grayson says, now that the Red Minotaur has entered the game as a regular drop, does this mean that we should expect the Children's Meal of the Dam dropping one day? Will it be a cool toy?
I wrote some toys, but they didn't get used.
Yeah, we
They were pretty cool, though.
Were they? I don't remember exactly what among the stuff that...
Everything that we haven't put in the game that we've written is great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, yeah, of course, yeah. Everything that we think of, everything we do is great. When we go to the bathroom, it's great. It's
we are like an inspiring shade
of yellow.
We've got some great plans, though.
And some great expectations. Yeah.
We have some great plans and some plans that will piss everybody off.
No, I mean, yeah, we got some... I don't know that I want to start talking about this in public yet.
Sorry? Yeah. I'd love to have a sense of foreboding and doom.
Yeah. All right. Doom. So expect an announcement soon filled with doom and foreboding.
Yeah.
Is foreboding a noun?
Yeah.
Is there a sense of foreboding or would it be a sense of foreboding-ness?
It's only a noun, isn't it?
Yeah.
The air had a foreboding quality.
Is that, yeah, can you have just a boding quality that happens afterwards?
Or during.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I can see you've been out foreboding again. Yeah. I can tell by
your outfit. Wow, what a shitty day. It's so post-boding in here.
That made no sense.
Speaking of boding, I'm still sad that the Lake of Boding is down.
I still haven't had I've never been able to play it.
Yeah, you can't. It's just, and now it's like we expect it to be down for a month while we redesign it from the ground up. Current status, 3% planning. And it's been like that for at least a month. Mm. It makes me sad because it was cool.
I think we intimidated them to death.
They just couldn't
handle being in the shadow of our majesty.
Could be.
Foreboding as an adjective implies something which bad is going to happen. It's a C note at ominous, and then ominous is in dark letters.
Wow.
Scary looking.
Ooh, it's ominous.
Yeah.
Huh. So it's an adjective.
Well, and a noun.
Okay.
And then you can forebode as a verb, a transitive verb.
Hmm.
Weird. This is a gerund, so it can also be a noun. That's what gerund
is. Bobert 5064 says, could you make it so when you go to ascend, instead of saying you cannot have any items equipped, it just automatically unequips the items for us? I don't know. I mean, that would...
I never really understood why you were required to be naked. I mean, it saves a little bit of code, I guess, but...
Well, yeah, so it doesn't have to dump your inventory into storage.
Well, and the
your equipped items, but I think
actually items, as it's coded.
Yeah, but that's what neither are your familiar equipment items. I mean, they aren't.
But we require you to unequip your familiar
items. No, I mean ones in your terrarium. Oh. I mean those get handled.
Well, but that would have been such a gigantic pain in the ass.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like it's. It could. Yeah, it wouldn't be too big of a deal, I guess.
That's something I might go in and do.
Yeah,
that
would be pretty true.
We had some sort of logic for not doing it.
Well, I mean, I feel like at least doing it this way, at least the first time, it lets you know that you're not allowed to ascend with anything equipped. Like,
wasn't there something about, like, intrinsics or something? Like, if we just dumped it all, I guess we could...
That we could just nuke the intrinsics. I mean, it's not... We've been talking about changing the way that works to make it a little more database efficient.
Yeah, that kind of leads into during the 70 seconds question. Can you add an intrinsic Canadianity effect to Mr. A's? I was wanting to do that the other day, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's actually written down on my list of things that I have taken notes of.
But the problem that we have with that is the way the intrinsic code works right now, it would screw it up if you equipped more than one of them. Because it's basically when you equip an item, it checks to see if that item has an intrinsic and gives it to you.
Well,
when you unequip an item, it checks to see if that item has an intrinsic and takes it away from you. And if you equip two of them and then unequip one currently, it would take the intrinsic away.
However, if we just made sort of a load intrinsics thing that would just grab all the intrinsics that you have from...
It would have to be called every time your equipment changed, but really that's not that big
of a
deal.
Or if you just insert duplicate rows into the player intrinsics table... For duplicate accessories, you just put a limit one on
that. Yeah, that's true.
And then just have
Yeah, not collapse them because it's not like they're going to need to stack in any way. Just collapse them on display.
Yeah,
because those only ever get displayed in char pane, right? Or char sheet too, I guess.
And char pane, and those are the only places.
So I mean that is something that I wouldn't mind having intrinsic Canadianity on the Mystery 8, but.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just technically not. It just wouldn't work correctly.
Yeah.
If you had more than one of them.
Again, it's one of the sort of things that I'll do when I get bored.
I checked the exchange rate the other day, and it's still 12 to 15.
Awesome.
So I keep hoping to change it because that'll be interesting. Because that was the whole deal. Is that? Although I mean, I guess you know the world can be glad that money markets don't fluctuate that
Well, what happens when Canada, a year from now, is the world superpower?
I don't know.
And their currency is worth way, way more than the
I think we'll have more problems than that, what with all of the geothermal energy sources being depleted as a result of hell having frozen over.
Yeah.
Because we rely so heavily on geothermal energy from hell.
Yeah. Which is located in the center of the Earth.
Yeah, it is. No, of course, yeah.
Right. Although I think we'll be able to make up for that in the amount of rotational velocity we'll be able to harvest from people rolling around in their graves.
Oh, right.
I think we're okay for another couple of years.
And once the bears stop shitting in the woods, we can harvest all that methane.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the Pope won't be Catholic anymore, so he'll really... I mean, since he's spent his entire life preparing to be Pope, he won't have anything to do, so we can just put him in, like, a hamster wheel with a generator on it.
He's kind of old, though.
Yeah, but we can put him in an electric wheelchair on a hamster wheel.
Perpetual motion machine.
Perpetual motion machine, yeah. The wheel could power the wheelchair and the rest of the world.
Only if the Pope is in the wheelchair. Or the man who would have been Pope had he been Catholic.
This is 120 minutes of Rube Goldberg science with Jack Zeno over at the top.
Anyway, I get Ben Kingsley mixed up with everyone else. That isn't true at all.
Everyone?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I liked that new Alanis Morissette song. Dude, that's a Ben Kingsley song. Damn it. They look so much alike.
In the throes of passion. Oh, Ben.
Oh. Please don't do that again.
Moss Techno says, are there any plans to make damage absorption better or at least able to see a difference? You know, the more that I read of the people who do a lot of actual playing of this game, the less convinced I am that absorption is completely broken.
Never designed to be broken.
It's just that...
Well, really? I would say that as the guy who designed the currency.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely does something. It's just difficult to see when you do... One change, but I mean,
plus it's got diminishing returns at higher levels.
Right, but that's honestly in a lot of games. Apparently, that's the way it works. It's just, I think it's just the fact that it's not as noticeable early on.
Yeah, it's not noticeable early on because you look at. I mean, our system is pretty similar. I think that our system is pretty similar to what they do in World of Warcraft. You know, vaguely.
So they obviously stole it from us.
It's high numbers. Well, I mean. Nah. World of Warcraft wasn't even out when we first... I guess it was out when Ascension rolled.
Sounds about right.
But,
Werebear says, hey, I don't shit in the woods. I use my neighbor's yard.
Oh, awesome. Mm. Remind me never to move next door to Werebear.
Not to be a rabbit.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Although, if I was a rabbit, shit would stick to my fur. So yeah, like the reason that it seems to work on World of Warcraft and not on KOL is because, you know, a level one monster hitting you in World of Warcraft is doing 8 or 9 hit points worth of damage, and it's also just hitting you over and over again. So you'll see that the average return is lower, even if it's by 2 or 3 points. You know, you'll see it, whereas the same percentage here, a low-level monster is hitting you for, like, 2 or 3 points of damage.
I mean, absorption was clearly useful in the basement when people were down regularly at the...
It was also like more useful whenever Astral Shell did 8888888
or whatever. Yeah. that's true, yeah. It's 50 times in a row. I can't believe that. I can't believe that I didn't see that before I saved the file. And it was like that for months.
Yeah.
VI.
Yeah, no, I mean, that is a problem with VI, but we all know how you feel about that. Using a...
Emacs.
Because it's much better to use a Sherman tank to get to the mailbox than it is to have to learn how to walk. Because that's what Emacs is like compared to VI.
Open mailbox.
No, Emacs is a great operating system, but all it needs right now is a good editor, and it'll be good to go.
I've never actually used Emacs. I mean, I've never used Emacs because I couldn't figure out how to... I, like, loaded Emacs, and I couldn't figure out how to open any of the menus. I'm like, what the... What the Christ?
How did you figure out how to quit VI?
Riff has no idea what we're talking about.
What? I looked it up on a webpage.
So therefore...
Yeah, okay. colon Q exclamation point is totally intuitive. I mean, honestly, I knew how to use VI a little bit because I learned how to use man pages. And man pages use some of the... They use, like, a similar... I think it's some core VI is what man uses.
No, it uses the less pager in order to... Well, sometimes you can change it, but it uses the less pager to let you scroll through it, and the less pager uses VI keys. It's inspired from VI.
Okay, yeah. No, so
VI is a very user-surly editor, I would say. It's something that you have to consciously learn, but if you're a programmer or you just end up doing a lot of things on Unix, after maybe a week or two using it, you figure out, oh, this is actually really nice. And then you get frustrated when other editors don't use the same syntax. Like, I can't use any other editor on Windows anymore because I just constantly have J's and K's and H's all over the text.
Yeah, I will frequently type colon WQ into, like, IAM clients when I want to shut them down. Like, it's, you know, what? I wanted to save the chat and turn it off.
Yeah.
How do you not know that? I would use VI for everything if I could.
Apparently we're killing our audience. Well, cold-blooded murder is funny.
How are we killing them?
That's what Armex says.
Softly with our song.
Yeah.
It's not a good radio show if you don't have a text editor argument.
That's true.
Yeah.
Holy Deathwish says, I hear Jake is 10 feet tall, weighs 500 American pounds, and is all cock. Is this true?
Aye. He also shoots balls of fire from his eyes and bolts of lightning out of his arse.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
No. I'm 6'2", 210. I do have a giant veiny penis, though. It's awesome.
Mounted on a mahogany plaque on the wall.
Well, you know. It's always there for me.
Alright.
Club and Carry says, it used to be that if you tried to use an item, it would be saved in your dropdown. Now it's only if you succeed, which is annoying when fighting the NS. I have personally fixed this problem twice.
And we pushed the fight code a million times.
Yes,
today.
I don't understand why it's happening. Granted, I fixed it without testing it. Both of those times, well, I don't want to fight the sorceress. I have no idea how to beat her.
That's all hot stuff.
And it needs to be, yeah, I mean, I would agree that that should be fixed. I would agree with everyone.
If we had any idea what was making it happen.
LOTE says, could you make it so that during PvP we can set the default for what we're attacking for? That would be good. Yeah, that's something that we should do.
Seems like that was one of the questions on one of our Riff and I's shows.
It was another one of those situations where, oh yeah, we'll do that change when we revamp PvP.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
One of these days.
One of these years.
Yeah. Noguard Rayal says, will there ever be a way to take familiars out of the terrarium back in hatchling form? Maybe an option when you ascend. The way that I've thought about this is that I would be okay with a thing that would turn a familiar back into its larval form if it were a Mr. Store item or an ultra rare that was consumed.
Maybe not a Mr. Store item. An ultra rare would be fine, but
yeah.
I don't think like something like that. Sort of like the
ultra rares are even more expensive than Mr. Store items.
Yeah,
they don't cost any
real
world money. Is the thing. It's not something that you can get from donating, which is I think is sort of the difference there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the idea of doing it as a Mr. Store item. I mean, I especially don't like the idea of doing it as an item of the month because then later on you run into exactly the same problem.
But I mean,
I thought you were talking about like an item of the month as sort of like a permanent fixture in Mr. Store.
Yeah, I was thinking of a permanent. I mean,
you can get Mr. A's for 4 million meat or something now, and
or however much they present.
And if people decide they want to do a lot of it, then
the thing is,
I
really wonder what it would do.
I think it would help the economy, actually.
I wonder what it would do to the price of a Mr. A, because it basically makes it so you can trade a Mr. A for. I mean, how much does a Dark Jill sell for? How much does a Hand Turkey sell for now?
If they sell, it's in the high tens of millions.
Yeah,
high
you're assuming millions. That people are going to buy them.
Well, I feel like some of those things get sold. I mean, but I feel like it would. What it would probably do is it would temporarily spike the meat price of Mr. A's, which I mean, I don't know.
Which and then the markets for the various rare familiars.
Yeah, the markets for the rare familiars would tank.
Well, maybe not tank, but they would certainly drop.
No.
Well, I'm not.
I mean, they are still in finite supply because the game was much smaller for the first handful of Mr. Store items. I mean, people didn't start really buying lots and lots of them until months ago. Yeah, and 8 months ago.
Well, people bought a lot of Dark Jills, relatively, and many fewer hand. hand turkey.
Because the hand turkey sucked.
Well, and the dark chills were also the first ones people expected.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. I just remember the hand turkey
being
lackluster.
Dark Jill was the first one, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was because it was in October one. That Mr. Yeah. Store rolled out.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, but even, like, an ultra rare seems too hard to get.
Yeah.
A Mr. A item seems a little too...
Whorish,
yeah. I mean,
maybe it could be like the spooky hockey mask, which isn't really an ultra rare, but a rare.
They're pretty common, I mean, effectively.
They're not consumed.
That's
so, I mean, that's... I mean, it could be something... I don't know. Like, I just... It needs to be hard to get, because I don't... It's not that I care so much about the economy, but I hate the idea of doing something that's going to fuck over people who've donated in order to sit on an item for a year and stay, like, dedicated to playing so that they can, you know, sell that item for...
And the way to do that is to not ever have...
The way to do it is to not ever do it, yeah.
That's something I don't think we can really decide on right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I mean, it was something that we've talked about, and we just never come up with anything satisfactory. So, I mean, it's probably...
To my knowledge, all of the... the month items of the month are still available.
Right.
You know, there's nothing that has completely disappeared.
I wonder how many Jills there are left. I mean, I think there are.
I think you're tracking it. Let me look.
Yeah. Well, no. The thing is, I'm tracking every item actually.
Yeah, but there's the one list that's.
Yeah, like, the one weird list stat tracking. That's actually something that I.
121
on
are
121 dark Jills.
What about hand?
The hand turkeys? I think there are fewer than 50.
46.
Yeah. 46. Yeah.
But then the and 98 orphan baby yetis, oddly enough.
Hmm.
But that's where your easy list goes away.
Yeah.
Because you kind of stopped updating it.
The Evil Bunny says, question for Jick et al. How about an item/drink/food that will allow Pastamancers to create more than 3 bunches of dry noodles per day? How about something that isn't any of those 3 things, but that will also allow Pastamancers to create more than 3 bunches of dry noodles per day? We've got plans in the works for sort of extra advanced versions of all of the
advanced
crafting skills that let you summon stuff, that basically the higher level skill will unlock a bunch of new recipes and probably just let you do 5 of something instead of 3 per day. But that's down the road a little ways.
Let's see here.
Cub says, hey, Jake, I have a custom avatar pending, and in profile options it says that on the same line as edit your player profile. Could that get fixed or something? Minor thing. Yeah, totally. I saw this message earlier, and I fixed that. So
it works.
That's it. I didn't actually announce it, but now in the account menu, if you have a custom avatar form that's been submitted, it tells you
I missed it, because it wasn't there.
Cub says, what was wrong with your cheese hamburger? Why didn't you finish it? It was kind of gross, and I was really sick.
I take no responsibility for the sickness.
Lixia says, who got the money for the cheese hamburger amp sold on eBay? How much was the final bid? I don't know. Is it not still there?
I have no idea.
It wasn't, like, close to the thing when I looked last. It wasn't close to, like, being, like, you know.
Dogalicious says, why is anti-antidote in potions and miscellaneous when soft green echo eyedrop antidotes are in miscellaneous and consumable? They both remove unwanted effects. I don't know. What do you guys think? Should it be in the same place as the soft green echo antidote?
I thought the potions were supposed to be things that gave you effects.
They are.
Yeah.
I guess it totally makes sense then. Okay, if someone else will answer a question, I'll go in and do that right now. It'll take maybe a minute.
Cloondog says, I have a question. The disembodied smile looks just like the wax lips. Can you warn people to take caution when trading so as not to get scammed? Thank you.
Take caution when trading so as not to get scammed.
Yeah. I do feel like I should actually draw another picture for that. That one, because the disembodied smile was just something that went in that we'd been sitting on as part of something else, and it didn't end up going in, but Riff and Zeno just kind of threw it in there anyway and used some existing artwork. I'll make a smaller version.
Different. Or maybe change the lips a little bit.
Gore Black says, are you asking for a challenge?
Yes.
Are we?
I think so. I'm not.
Oh.
I'm lazy.
Little Dog 16 says, when we get the Hermit script and the Stat script, if we don't use it, will we get it back when we ascend?
No.
Those are quest items, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they get nuked.
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, would it be possible for the mariachis south of the border to drop accordions? I know it's meant to be inconvenient, but with only one avenue, it's dull and irksome as well. As in, there being only one avenue to acquire an accordion. There are two. You can get one from the sewer, or you can roll an accordion thief.
No, I don't think that's... I think the fact that you don't get one if you're not an accordion thief and it's not a clover day, effectively, is what's pissing people off.
Yeah, no, it is. But the thing is, I originally intended for there to be six of those corpse adventures that you find an adventure, you know, adventurer, and you just get the starting items for that class.
That zone needs more non-combat editor.
No, they're in two different zones.
Oh.
There are two of them now, and they're in two different zones, I think.
No, they're all
no,
in the
there's
forest.
Two in the spooky forest.
Oh, there's two, and they're all in the spooky forest? All two of them?
There's yeah. At least two.
Turtle Tamer and Sorcerer.
I could have sworn that I put some more somewhere. Those were very, very early adventures. One of the things that I I haven't written on our big complicated chart we've made of stuff we got to do and which things depend on which other things, but I need to go through and slim down the spooky forest some.
I think that would be a good idea.
All of the things that happen gameplay wise in there rely on really old mechanisms that we could make a lot better now. But it has way too many adventures, not enough fights, and the adventures aren't interesting enough. We can take a lot of the jokes in the adventures and just roll them into combat texts of other monsters and stuff. Like, there's really...
I think a vampire hunter to kill would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Murph says, our PvP change is coming soon.
Geologic time frame, yes.
Yeah. There's going to be a PvP change...
This month, probably.
An interesting one. One that will shake things up a little bit. It's on my list of D20 projects. Whenever I have something that requires me to do some work, I'm now...
And the work isn't the kind of work that he wants.
Yeah, when it's something that I never get in the mood to do, I'm putting them on this list of projects that I then assign some number ranges to, and I roll a D20 to see which ones I'm going to work on, to see which one I'm going to work on. And I started doing that today, but one of them was just a lot easier than the others, and I thought, well, I'll get that one done, and then I'll roll, but then I ended up... It took the entire time to do that one. So no D20 project today. I may put one on my calendar for tomorrow. But anyway, there's a PvP change among the D20 projects, and that's cool.
If it rolls,
it'll be fun.
Play then.
Yeah, so a bunch of people sent in...
Wow.
Banjui, when will the next PvP changes roll out? Also, don't tell Marshall. I told you Marshall told me not to tell you, so he told me to ask that. SPN Irology says, when will the next PvP changes roll out? I want to know if it will make hardcore easier so I can have something to complain about. OMG, that's so funny, says, when do the next PvP changes roll out? Asked as a per request of a PvPer who mods PvP. Seed says, so I was just idly thinking today and a random thought popped into my head. When's the next PvP change coming out? Suzika says, when will the PvP changes roll out? And no, Marshall didn't order us to do this.
You don't find any more.
A Smith's girl. But which one? Shakespeare's sister? Girl Afraid? The girl who, the more she ignores me, the closer I get. What other girls are there in Smith songs? Mm. Not too many, I would assume, because I don't get the sense that those guys really dig chicks that much. Oh, Johnny Marr. Johnny Marr might be a coos hound.
No.
You guys have anything to add?
Anyway,
a Smith's girl say. My pressing question is this. Are there any plans to welcome pomegranates to the kingdom? Because really, KOL could use some pomegranates.
That actually might fit in really well with the spoiler thing that we're
with the Smurf thing. Yeah. No, I was just thinking that. That would be pretty cool. I don't know which Smurf thing
you're talking about.
Oh, we'll tell you after we...
Yeah, you know, do you know why winter is 6 months long?
What?
Okay, never mind.
Sorry, if you lose.
Giant Wooden Vlad Teepees says, I'm in hardcore, so are we now doing giant wooden multis in addition to tiny plastic?
Great.
I invited giant wooden Vlad Teepees into my house the other day, and then while I was sleeping, all these smaller people came out of him and stole all my shit. And like
Vlad Tepes?
Yes, and it's also Ketchy. It's actually pronounced Vlad Shiftshod. Yeah, anyway, he says, I'm in Hardcore, and I've been trying to get the potato sprout because I need one for the tower, and I forgot to get it before I ascended. I've been adventuring there for more than a week and nothing. Is there some reason for this, or is it just massive rung screwage?
RNG.
RNG is Irish mistress.
RNG. Haiku. Not Haiku. The Daily
Dungeon. A Harsh Mistress?
Yeah.
Harsh Mistress.
If it doesn't happen to show up.
Yeah. Sorry. Takes a while sometimes.
You could also drop Hardcore, go grab it from the mall.
That's weird. So he must have ascended the first time without getting a potato. Oh, I forgot to get it before I ascended. I see.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't abuse multis. That's the answer to that.
Obviously.
That's funny because making a multi to play Hardcore is so... It's like the absolute furthest thing from multi-abuse that you can do. Istanbul says, did the groundhogs in the plains actually do anything, or were they just nifty omaki? Istanbul says, omaki means gift, generally used to describe a free, interesting, but valueless toy. I think otaku are very into omaki.
It's true.
I like maki rolls.
I like
mocking money.
I like to maki your mama scream like a schoolgirl. I got nothing.
Obviously.
Vicky says, or Vicky, how's guild content coming along conceptually? Do you know basically everything you're going to be doing with it already?
Yeah, we know a lot for the most part. Yeah.
I'll let Riff wax about the state of the guild quest for a minute.
I mean, some of the later ones, I'm not entirely sure what form they're going to take, but the outline is there. And, sure. I've forgotten the question.
The question was, do you like pie?
I love pie.
And also the
Fartman says, why have I still not gotten a black snow cone? I get the others, but never the black. We have it specifically, when I wrote the code for the snow cones, I wrote, if name equals Fartman.
Name contains the word
black fart. Snow cone equals false. Because I don't want people named Fartman. Or, you know, Fartman 27, or Fartman Girl 33313,
or at
kindergartencop.edu. At kindergartencop.edu. This is the best strong bad email ever. This Monday. Parse says, would it be possible to zap the ice items into the other forms, or back into the iceberglet? I mean, if you've already got the wand, why not? You can't zap it too many times daily. Why did we decide not to do that?
We were originally going to make the ice items an outfit, which would sort of imply zappability, which is why we thought
of
it.
Right.
Since we decided not to be complete whores and make it an outfit, then the whole zapping thing just sort of got forgotten. I mean, it would be trivial for me to do that. I could do it in, like 30 seconds if you wanted it, but
yeah,
I don't really care. So
I mean, we might as well.
Should the items zap, like the four items that you get from the iceberglet, zap into each other but not into the iceberglet?
I would say they should zap not into the iceberglet, because that one's different in that it doesn't cost an adventure to squeeze it.
Alright, right.
So
okay.
I mean, you
I
could
will do that right now.
Yeah, but it also doesn't have any use in and of itself, so
yeah. Well,
that's true, but it gives you an additional chance to change it into what you want it
to
change into without having to spend anything, which I don't know. Selden says, I know you've gotten this a couple times already, but when are we going to see some PvP revamp? Selden's one of the people who joined the guild on the World of Warcraft server that we play on, although I haven't played any World of Warcraft in like 4 days, because I'm a bad guild member.
Vegans are now zappable.
All right, iceberg items are now zappable.
Yeah.
Dogalicious says, in the MMG's last 20 bets list, is the newest bet listed at the top of the list, bottom of the list, or some random point in the list?
It would be either at the top or the bottom. I'm sure I ordered that somehow. I'm too lazy to go and check, but it's pretty much going to be a very new bet since the churn rate on those is just gigantic.
I've never seen 20 bets in the list.
Yeah, me either.
Is it still such that they just go away as soon as they go in?
I don't know. I'll go check. So, dead air while I'm doing something because no one else has to talk.
Yurik the Real Bad says, it seems like anyone with inclination and enough parallel processing power should be able to discover the item IDs and therefore new items. Is this intentional? They're 8 digits, so that's...
I think 10.
Are they 10-digit IDs? I mean, it's a lot of queries.
And yeah, I mean...
the server would return... It would take a not insignificant amount of time to actually scan the whole space.
And yeah.
And I don't think there are enough new items that aren't discovered.
You want to do something evil?
Like,
you could randomize the description IDs that roll over.
Well, no, the reason that I used to randomize the description IDs every time I added a new item.
Yeah.
But what that does now is that it makes it so in your old K-mails you can't click on the items people sent you to get a description anymore.
Damn it.
And it'd be one thing if they just weren't clickable, but it's an entirely different thing because you click it and it gives you an error.
Yeah, and all the old ones would. Even if you changed it to where you couldn't click on them and get a description.
Yeah.
All the old ones would be like, I don't work, I'm useless.
And, I mean, it was goofy at the time, like, when it worked that way, it was always kind of goofy because somebody, like, I would update the list of item IDs, and then suddenly we would get 30 bug reports where everything I click in my inventory says it's a broken item.
Yeah. And well, that would be alleviated by doing it a rollover, but the old item thing would still happen, so, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it'd be nice.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Technically, yes. The advantages that you'd gain from it, though, would be minimal. Like, knowing what's coming up.
Yeah, we tend not to get well.
It's also the kind of thing that now it would show up on our web reporting if somebody was doing that and we would disable their account. I mean,
that's true.
And since you have to be logged in to view those.
Yeah, we would know exactly who it was doing it, so...
You could put the player ID in the URL string for no reason, just so it would show up in the report.
Actually, I don't know if it would. I don't think... I don't know that Webalizer actually breaks things down by...
It wouldn't be able to.
The query strings.
Well, I don't know.
Then they could just bot it to log in and log out every time so that their session ID would be different.
That would be...
although the session ID is not in the...
There's. I've been refreshing the MMG table a couple times. There's never been more than 15 rows in it at any one given time.
Wahang says, I would like to complain about my Mr. A never showing up after my donation. When that happens, you just need to either submit a bug report or a message to me or a message to Zlaenia, and she will take care of it within a day.
I mean, not over the weekend. A work day.
Yeah, a work day. She doesn't work Saturdays or Sundays. So, I mean, if you send her a message... She will ask for the donation details, like the transaction ID from PayPal or the little, I forget what it's, I mean, it's probably just called a transaction ID from Amazon. So if you find that information and send her a K-mail right now, you will get your Mr. A tomorrow morning. Because she's always on top of those. That's like one of her primary functions here is to take care of that stuff. So, we do... recognize that that's irritating when you send money and don't get what you're expecting to get, so we try our best to take care of you as soon as we can. Trixie Pixie says, when is KOL going to go out of beta?
Right now. It's not in beta anymore.
Yeah, I think it's funny to still say it's in beta.
We could upgrade it to, like, Gamma or...
Gamma or, Delta, maybe.
We're going to be in Omicron pretty soon.
We're in Omega testing.
It's better than that old dirty alpha testing.
Benson Arizona says, is the problem with Purple Tongue's MP restoration going to be fixed? That is, the thing where it won't regenerate the MP you use to finish off an enemy?
I think what's happening is the MP restoration is triggering before the MP use skills triggers. So if you have the purple snow cone, it regenerates your MP if you're full, and then it takes the MP... I haven't looked, so I'm not sure, but I think it's such that if you have the purple snow cone effect... whenever you cast a spell and it kills the monster.
You know what? I bet the player object is stale at that
probably.
Point.
Yeah.
Because it probably looks at player MP and player max MP, and player MP has been updated in the database.
But not
in the player object in fight. So, I mean, we could fix that by making the purple snow cone just call get player again.
Or we could just...
store... I mean, after it spends MP... We could store it, but that happens in a bunch of different places. I mean, it does that with hit points.
Yeah.
But there's every time you take damage in combat, there's two lines of code. One that subtracts the damage from the player row in the table, and one that updates the current in-memory player object so that it doesn't have to recall get player over and over and over again during the fight.
We could do the same thing with MP. We've just never needed to.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, the purple snow cones are rare enough that we could just probably call Get Player again before that runs.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Hey, Hot Stuff, move the mic closer to your face. People are saying they can't hear you.
You told me to move it further away.
Well, it's because you had it, like, right up to your lips. You're kissing it.
It's a beautiful woman microphone. What are you talking about?
No. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that I'm stupid.
Fecal Matter says, I am a frail, pale boy with leukemia. My dying wish is that you speak my name over the air. Please say it for the cancer-ridden, bald-headed, chemo-treated 7-year-old. Jokes about kids with cancer are funny.
Lol.
I'm pretty sure that if you had leukemia, you'd be able to spell it. It's spelled like lieutenant. Which actually may be how it's spelled. I don't know. Now that
it's L-E-U-K.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was either L-U-K or L-E-U-K. But he's spelled L-I-E-U-K.
Which is not right at all.
Okay. Which is pronounced leukemia. If you're British. Fecal Matter says, Jake, please say my name on air. Here at Sea Games, we are desperate to hear you say my name instead of shit or poop or scat. He also asked me if I would take his virginity. And I was thinking at first, like, wow, maybe it's a hot girl with a character named Fecal Matter.
Yeah.
Nope, definitely not a hot girl.
Unlikely.
I wouldn't want to take anybody's virginity anyway.
That doesn't sell for much.
Virgins are lousy in the sack. Pug1911 says, what about something like a Wang / Canadianity that gives you English chat? You know, like fly lice? I don't think a straight transposition of all R's and L's would work.
No.
It would look dumb and not really imply that. And also, I'm Asian. I'm not going to make fun of Asians. I'll make fun of Canadians because, you know, they're really no better than animals.
The LR joke is kind of played out.
Prayed out. But I'm fine.
We will meet in Pocking Rot.
Simon M77 says, why do the chrome linoleum and star staffs, or staves, not rely on mist to wield? No melee weapons rely on mist to wield.
Unless you have the proper skill.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, they don't require your mysticality stat at all.
Oh, right.
They're always muscle to equip.
To equip, yeah.
You still have to be able to carry them.
Yeah.
They're heavy.
Dude.
Mickey Backwash says, I wanted to know why are tiny plastic swords so expensive in the mall and also impossible to find? They run 7.5 million to 100 million meat. That seems like too broad a range. Maybe 75 to 100 million?
I mean, I'm sure someone in the mall has 100 million tiny plastic swords.
Oh.
No one would ever pay that much, though.
Right. And I have not yet found any adventuring. Now, the tiny plastic sword was one of a number of gifts given out on a Christmas holiday last year.
2004.
Oh, yeah. 2004?
Crimbo 2004.
Yeah.
Crimbo 2004, yeah.
Because this year is technically 2006. Last year would have been 2005.
All right. Yeah.
This is 100.
So it was
there were
was
only
a limited
15 players.
It was a limited run. Do what?
So there were only 15 players in the game at that time.
That's true. So there's only, not very many tiny plastic swords at all. Darkness says, are those groundhogs in the plains? No, they're giant penises with little faces painted on them.
And trench coats.
Yeah.
Oh.
Posterama says, would it be possible to see what skills people have retained in their ascension history on a per ascension basis?
We decided not to do that. That was an intentional choice to let people have a privacy about what skills they keep.
And we wouldn't be able to do it retroactively anyway, since we don't keep track of what you get from which ascension. So, no.
Divernon says, bravo on the new item, references included. P.S. What the fuck is that skeleton thing in the plains? And how many people have asked that question thus far?
It looks like a skeleton.
That's one of the only things in the game that I did not draw. Hot Stuff drew that and scanned it and just sent me the pictures last year. Like, hey, I made this in case you want to do it. I'm like, oh, sure. Yep. Skeleton in a trench coat. Actually, it's a skeleton's penis.
Which would just be nothing.
Armax says, I believe the sleazy element naturally requires a new zone full of lawyers and film producers and A&R guys. Put it in the forest and call it Harrywood.
What is A&R? Arts and Leisure?
Arts and Leisure?
Arts and Leisure.
Thank you for that horrible segue.
Alf and Roseanne?
Remember Pogs? Remember Alf? I traded your soul for Pogs.
I'm assuming it's some movie thing because it's...
Because it's Armax saying it.
It's got to be intimately related to a movie or a movie quote.
Ass banging and reach arounds?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. That's what they do in Hollywood.
Right.
Hollywood's in San Francisco, right?
Yes.
Doc Trauma says, why don't we get an 11-minute warning for rollover? You know, for consistency. And, you know, for kids.
I don't think this game was intended for children. Like the littlest, tiniest babies.
And spiders.
Yes. Additionally, spiders.
Animals and spiders.
And yeah. Suckers.
The Annihilator says, any chance of a were-taco familiar? Like it could have a tiny evil salsa jar and its attack would be give extra stats by angering enemies or something. Probably not.
You would get too hungry and you'd want to eat it, so it wouldn't last very long as a familiar.
Nate Dog says, since you recently, as in today apparently, it was actually last night, brought back the can of Red Minotaur, should we expect any other implementations in the near future? I don't have any short or medium term plans to reintroduce any more old duped rares, if that's what you mean. There will be a number of new implementations. Wow, I'm
that was
hiccuping, lovely. Burping, and you guys didn't notice, but farting all at the same time.
Wow.
I need to get my ass mic so that I can share all
if
of
you would have sneezed,
I disagree.
Yeah, if you would have sneezed while you're doing that too, it would have been like almost perfect.
He would have exploded.
In the meantime, I've just been using Riff's headset as my ass mic.
Oh, boy. So that's why it smells like roses.
Marshall wants to reiterate that eating your familiars is funny. What was it? Tex Murph wants you to be able to eat all of your familiars.
Familiar pie.
Zestral says, should KingdomOfLoathing.com resolve to www.KingdomOfLoathing.com? At the moment, it doesn't seem to do this. I checked, and it does. I mean, it doesn't. It resolves to www and then redirects you to whatever the lowest power server is. Or lowest, the lowest powered server.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's got a Pentium 33 in it. Did they even make Pentium 33s?
I don't know.
I think Pentium 75s were the slowest. Pentium 1s. Di Vernon asks if Hot Stuff cares to expand on his arm-breaking snowboarding trip.
I broke both my arms snowboarding. Separated by 2 runs and 4 hours and lunch.
You continued to snowboard after having broken the first arm?
Yes.
That's pretty hardcore.
That's dedication.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I didn't realize it was broken. It's kind of the trick. But, I mean, once you've broken one arm, you don't want to fall to that side because it hurts. So you end up falling to the other side.
So, I mean, did you just fall down and catch yourself and your arm broke?
Yeah, twice.
Were you skating down a...
In the summer?
Or like some 85-degree, rock slope?
No, I was on a really crappy snowboard, and also I suck at snowboarding, clearly, since I fall down all the time. So
his arms are also made out of paper.
And why is this common internet lore about me breaking both of my arms?
I don't know, I mean,
I didn't even know you broke both your arms.
Okay, well, I guess it's not that
common. Yeah, I don't know, does Di Vernon have an in with somebody that you know?
Potentially, I suppose.
Gorblex says, does the wings effect actually do anything now? Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Sussman Spiff wants to know how close you guys are to catching up on custom avatar forms. Apparently one of his clan members has been waiting a whole few weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks is kind of par for the course at this point. I would say we're probably 2 weeks from the what we always end up doing, which is catching up on 4 months worth of avatars all at once. And I would say that's probably going to happen within 2 weeks. Di Vernon says, what caused you to change the proposed drop location for Minotaur? It's been something we meant to do. We've been looking for a way to work in a 3-spleen, 1 PvP fight item for quite a while. And once I put in the Haterade, it was like, sports / energy drink, that makes sense. And we also didn't have anything for the Raging Bull to drop, and that kind of makes sense, sort of. I think Mr. Skull had initially wrote some sort of bull testicle food item that I decided not to use. Although it wasn't because it was going to be offensive, it was because of something else. Like, it relied on an item from some other unimplemented zone to cook it with or something. I don't remember. Di Vernon says, what hacked item was done so in the greatest quantity? What about duped, or can you not check / guess? I would say the thing that was duped the most was Hell Ramen, because it was the best food at the time. And the thing that, the hacked item that was duped the most was probably the Red Minotaur, because there were, I think Boozer Bear made like 5,000 of them, or 4,000 of them, or something.
I would say the most duped hacked item would be the Sober Pill, because most of the Sober Pills in the kingdom at the time came from an item
duping
rather than from farming multis.
But I think the question sort of implied currently in existence.
But didn't the Cannon Minotaur used to drop on its own?
No.
Seems like it was something that was required, used to be required for the Giant Castle quest.
No, it was originally going to be how you got to the Giant Castle, but that was before we did the airship.
Right. Okay, never mind then.
I don't know what I thought. I don't know how I thought that was going to work.
If you drank one can, it set the flying variable on the player table to true.
Right.
And so if as long as you had drinking one can, you would have the wings necessary to fly to the castle.
Oh, really?
I actually don't know what you were thinking, because this is before I started playing. But I'm just sort of trying to reverse engineer your thought.
Well, but I'm just trying. I was thinking that, you know, if a beanstalk takes you to a castle, it wouldn't make any sense that you'd have to be able to fly to get there.
Well, the beanstalk only goes to one place. You have to fly to get from the beanstalk.
Since you can't walk on the clouds.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you be able to get there without the beanstalk if you had the wings?
Because
you wrote this.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I was thinking.
Maybe you were just really drunk.
I think you were drunk.
Yeah.
But was it during my adult life?
No, couldn't have been.
Because if it was, then I was probably drunk. That's what I'm getting at there.
Yeah.
But B112002 says, have you ever thought about filling the space in the left of the nearby plains?
It is filled.
Yeah. You haven't figured out how to get to that zone yet?
Yeah. I think that's pretty spoiled.
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing. So many things, like, as soon as somebody finds them, they just go straight to the wiki.
That's true.
C-Spark says, I love the new auto cell interface. Haha, point to Zeno.
Damn it.
I will agree with Zeno that it is ugly, but I will not agree with him that it is not more useful.
Yeah.
I would like
it to be toggleable between the format it is in now and in a non-grouped alphabetized list.
Yeah, we talked about actually making another toggle for that applied to both of them.
Yeah.
Like that would the multi-select box would also break up into it if you had that selected break up into groups. That wouldn't be. I feel like that's a good idea to proceed with.
Well, I'll put it on my list of back burners.
Yeah, put it on the actual list.
It should be a toggle on the page rather than in the account.
Yeah, it would end up being like two toggles, sort of independent of each other. One would toggle whether you got the multiple select box or the checkbox interface, and the other toggle would toggle between having the items grouped together in their inventory categories or an alphabetized list.
Well, I mean the toggle that gives you the categories or the alphabetized list should be a toggle on that page rather than in
the... Yeah, I agree. It could just be a link at the bottom, because the bigger thing that you're selecting is whether you're looking at the compact one or the big, sprawling, ugly one.
Yeah.
And then there could just be a link at the bottom a la enable inventory images that just switched you back and forth no matter which one you were in.
Oh, I wasn't telling you or suggesting where it would be located. I was just suggesting how it would work.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay. That's totally feasible and fine. And I may do that again when I'm bored.
Al Elric says, when you buy more than one chow mein, it reads, you acquire a number of plates of chow mein. The picture shows a bowl, so shouldn't it say bowls, not plates?
We've been asked this question before, and our response was, shut up, basically, I think.
I thought that I put the chow mein in the skillet picture. I thought
those are the
stir fries.
Stir fries,
okay. I was wondering where all those skillets come from.
Well, it's sent by Steve's glasses.
Yeah, the martini glasses.
Oh, that's
the
true.
It's in your easy bake oven. There's just
everybody in the kingdom is carrying around a huge sack of glassware and plates at all times that we just don't bother to mention.
Well, I mean, if you can summon the cocktail accessories from thin air, then the rest of this makes sense.
Vidalia says, could we have a link on the clan room menus that takes you back to the clan room? There is one, if you click on the name of the clan.
Yeah.
That, granted, is not at all intuitive or similar to anything else in the game, so...
Well, no, your name takes you to your character sheet.
Yeah. But if that were the case, then clicking the clan name should take you to your clan's public profile, you know? Yeah. I mean, because if you click on your name in the main pane, it's going to take you to your profile.
Right.
So...
And it also makes it difficult for those of us who have hacked clans with no name to actually navigate back to the main clan page.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind having a link at the bottom that says back to clan hall. We're going to be reorganizing the clan hall pretty significantly, probably, anyway.
At some point.
Yeah.
It needs it pretty badly.
Hey Dude says, what's your favorite They Might Be Giants album? Mine is Flood. I think my favorite is probably Apollo 18.
I like Lincoln.
I like the pink one.
The
I
what?
Like Pie.
The original one.
Oh, the one with like Boat of Car.
Yeah.
Boat of Car is a good song. Palpy says, has Hot Stuff done any dirty exploiting during his visit?
Well, not that he's told us about.
Yeah.
I imagine we'll figure that out a couple months down the road.
We'll see all the stains everywhere.
What? This is a great radio guy.
Trigger says Borbation, and then he says, I mean, for battalion.
I have no idea what that means. Armax says, better perpetual motion idea, a slinky on an escalator. Not as funny, of course. You could put the Pope on the escalator going the wrong direction for laughs. That wouldn't work very well with a powered wheelchair, though. You could take one of those moving sidewalks and then put it up on an angle.
And you've seen the wheelchairs that can go upstairs, though.
Oh, no, not at
the
all.
The guy who made the Segway?
Huh.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
The wheelchair that can climb stairs.
Oh, wow.
It was on, like, tank treads, but the tank treads could rotate independently, and they could balance on end. There was a gyroscope in it, so the tank treads would go, like, and it would, like... It showed a guy. There was a video that showed a guy in a wheelchair, like, getting something off the top shelf at a grocery store by standing up his wheelchair on two wheels. Like,
that's awesome.
It was really awesome. Like,
and he went from that to the Segway.
Yeah, he went from that to the Segway. He's like, I'm going to use my powers to change the world in a good way. Fucking Segway.
Like, by making something that's too expensive to buy, even for novelty purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much does a Segway cost?
A couple thousand dollars.
$3,000 last time.
Huh?
Maybe we should take a music break and let some questions pile up.
Yeah, I would not feel too bad about that. Although somebody ought to answer a couple questions while I find some songs.
Well, I can do that. Let's see here. Or maybe I don't. A Terrible Secret of Space says, hi, Chicken Company. Are there any ways to create more chat channels? I noticed that Channel Newbie is always super full, and newbies are spilling into the other channels to get help. Technically, yes, there are plenty of ways to make new chat channels. I don't think that they're really necessary, though. I mean, if you don't like Channel Newbie, there are lots of other channels you can go to that have thriving, friendly, and somewhat xenophobic user bases. So, yeah.
Here's one that's ironic. Luttonizer asks, will there ever be any use for Knoll Lips?
No. See, Spin Dizzy says Pico and Nano are better than everything, which is not true, you dirty, dirty communist. God, who can use that? Oh, well, I guess Connor uses them because he's weak, but not that any of you know who Connor is.
Hey Dude asks, are you a fan of Chuck Norris jokes, and what is your favorite? My favorite is if Chuck Norris dives into a lake, he doesn't get wet, the lake gets Chuck Norris.
I liked his appearance in, was it Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny?
Yeah.
Let's see. You figured out anything yet, Jake?
Shaggy gives us what Emacs stands for. Escape Meta Alt Control Shift. 80 megs and constantly swapping.
8 megs.
Eventually mallocs all computer storage.
That's all very true.
C.D. Moyer says, well, at least Eliza mode can help with his mental issues.
I think
it's cool that Emacs has Eliza built into it. That's something that I feel like everyone should be exposed to. All right, I'm going to play some songs, and we'll be back in like 8 or 9 minutes.
Can you handle it? Can you handle it? I don't think they can handle it. Can you handle it? jelly should slip into a tray. I'm hoping you can handle all the jelly that I have. Now let's cut a rug while we get some jazz.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cast is closed. Rap critics save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with holes in your zap or toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show, they don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so Rap Max try and use my black ass so advertisers can give them more cash for ads, fuckers. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches, niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. And my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard, son, do you know I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess the month? Well, you was doing 55 and the 54, huh? Lost the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp attack? Type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I'll come back for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping in. He and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And here I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. But because the fool was harassing them, trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing sweet but I hold my gun. I got 99 pounds and the bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy.
All right, and we're back from our little break and raring to go again.
Woo!
Hooray!
Rocket Manly says, is it any coincidence that ROID is the acronym for the Ring of Increased Damage? I know that when I have roids, it increases the damage that I do to my butthole.
When you poop?
Yeah.
Or just in general?
In general. Gleeb says, to fight inflation, how about having an option to donate X million meat instead of the Mr. A?
I don't really see the difference.
You mean to the Mr. Store?
Yeah, that's... Well, I mean, I don't really want to...
No.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't really combat inflation, per se.
Yeah, there, and there also isn't any inflation. I mean, the economy is still in a deflationary state.
Right, and... I mean, that, I think he means combat deflation. Because it would inflate things to... add... to take away meat out of the economy.
I don't like that. I think it's sort of a circuitous way to fight whatever problem he thinks there is.
Fecal Matter says, has Jake ever seen a movie called The Man with the Smallest Penis Existence and the Electron Microscope Technician Who Loved Him? No, I don't think there is such a movie.
It wouldn't be very funny either.
Istanbul says, how about a Mr. Store item that's one use and transforms permanently into a random familiar when you use it? Maybe you get an angry goat, maybe you get a Jill-O lantern.
I'm sure people love that,
yeah.
Maybe you get something else that we haven't yet.
Yeah. Darkwolf8 says, sorry a bit late, but kudos to whoever was humming Katamari Damacy.
Oh, that was really me. When we were having the VI Emacs war.
Yeah, he does that on whenever we have a show. I'll segue into some sort of weird technical tangent, and he goes...
I have to entertain myself while you guys are talking about things I have no idea about.
I'm sure it entertains some of our listeners who are similarly aligned.
Yes.
Spin Dizzy says Pico/Nano greater than star.
I already answered that one.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's completely wrong.
Pico is for chicks.
And girly men.
Rabmeister says, Jake, I think you should implement a Long Island iced tea. Rum plus vodka equals rum teeny. Gin plus tequila equals gin keela. Gin keela plus rum teeny equals Long Island. Thanks. Yeah, but then you don't get the sour mix and you don't get the...
The splash of Coke.
The splash of Coke, yeah.
Although, I think the original recipe didn't have... that's right. The sour mix is for color. It's not for flavoring.
Isn't there a fifth booze item in it, too?
Rum, vodka, gin, tequila.
I don't know.
Seems like there would be more than that.
Animus says, will this 5 instead of 3 summons apply to snow cones? No. And it's not going to be a single skill that gives you 5 summons instead of 3. It's going to be a new skill analog to each of the summon skills. Ben Jui says, the auction for the cheeseburger hasn't ended yet. It's at 75. I think it's stuck there because I think the last bid is not real. Nogard Rael says, now that all the somewhat monotonous mini-quests have been changed, any plans for the Hidden Temple being revamped?
Seems like we had an idea or two.
We'll do something with it, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember it, but it seems like there's something.
There's a really old thing that Scully wrote a long time ago, but I don't think it's relevant anymore.
Istanbul says, lately I've noticed more and more lag in KOL. What gives? Is that common?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't noticed anything.
Yeah, me neither.
And I also haven't gotten any reports.
Maybe your computer's filled with the spyware, Istanbul.
Liam and me says the last Adventure Link doesn't work for It's Not Yours, It's Mine in Disguise any longer. Is that true?
Well, if it's the one that goes to the, whatchamacallit, the actual Adventure Location, then no, of course not. But I've tested it and it should.
Yeah.
If anyone can provide any more helpful feedback with that, I'd gladly look into it. But I'm pretty sure that it's just a one-off sort of bug thing. The Dark One says, will we ever be allowed to change Mrs. and Juniors back into Mr. A's? No.
No.
Nope.
Oh.
Di Vernon says, I think that having two or so familiar equipment for each familiar is one of the better improvements that could be made to the game in general, simply because it makes sense. Comments? We were thinking about giving the Blood Face Volleyball a couple of different ones that would allow you to sort of, like, force more of your potential stat gains into one stat. We never really went with it, though.
Yeah, the
I can see how a lot of familiars it'd be neat if they had additional familiar equipment. Like, you know, some that just... The problem is, most of the ones where the equipment just increases the poundage...
is the one that people want.
Yeah, and I mean, like an angry goat. Something that increases the poundage. You know...
A Kokobo could have four different ones.
What are we going to do? Like a damage increase? Because it's identical to increasing the poundage.
Yeah. I mean, for things like the volleyball, I guess it wouldn't really need to happen to everything.
The stab bat could get a new accessory that just increases the damage that it does.
To you.
Yeah. And then another one that doubles that increase but makes it more likely to attack you. And there could be equipment for... there could be, like, you know...
There could be equipment for the pet rock that makes it do even more nothing than it does.
Yeah,
right
even, even less, yeah. There could be some sort of corrupted memory chip for the Magitek...
It would turn it into a part stab bat.
That makes it just attack you all the time. Like, every time, instead of your opponent.
Yeah, that'd be very useful.
But it confuses your opponent, and your opponent attacks itself. Yeah. That'd be a good plan. That'd be the best familiar ever against the sorceress. Especially if you stack up a lot of robot resistance equipment.
Yeah. That sixth element robot.
We have a lot of robots. Robot damage.
Monster Hunter 2 says, is it still possible that the ultra rare items still be drop? Yes. Yes, it is. They still be drop all place over.
Yeah, nothing has ever changed about the ultra rares.
Yeah. They're kind of boring. I love Llama's asks. I'm wondering how many VIA documents are left in the game. I remember a couple of months ago was the answer to this question. I'm wondering how this changed. I can look at that really quickly.
Hank says, is it just me or is there a lack of fire in KOL? There's fire in the soul of every child in KOL.
And there's smoke on the water. Apparently I can't look at how many of those there are really quickly because it's not in the whatchamacallit, so I'll run the long one and see if I can get a better report. Yeah.
Glebe says, we've heard your various back burner projects. What is on your metaphorical front burner? One, I can't tell you.
A pot of boiling water and a skillet full of tomato sauce.
Two, I'm not going to tell you. What is on our front burner? Huh?
A plate full of eggs.
Oh, yeah. There's some sports you can bet on.
There are 123 total VIA documents in the game.
123 VIA documents, all right. One, two, three. It's as easy as ABC.
Arbitrage has 8 of them. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah, Arbitrage is kind of semi-permanently retired, right?
Yeah.
Melon Squeezer says, are there any Cannibal the Musical references in the game? That would be Shpadoinkle. I bet there's got to be at least one or two in combat text, because Mr. Skullhead is a fan of that. Torx says, when Xenophobe makes a trivial update and a system message goes out in the chat, you can blue message system message and it sends a private message to Xenophobe. That I know he hates getting PMs from random lesser people, so I'm thinking this is an error. It also lets us figure out who is behind the curtain. Yeah, I don't really see a problem with that.
It's not a problem, but whenever you post a trivial announcement, it should be a negative. Well, oh no. Huh. Does a trivial announcement make sort of anonymous system messages? I think so. Like, it goes to the player ID -1.
I don't know. I think they usually come from me.
Well, if you make a system message manually, they come from the person.
Yeah.
But here, well, I can...
I never actually looked.
Let's see here. Yeah, it's going to player ID -1, so this is the message that generates from a trivial announcement would be anonymous. But if I say go in and say, hey, haha, you guys suck, LOL, which I would actually never say because you would never catch me ever saying LOL in chat, it would have my name or identity attached to it, which is fine because, you know, that sort of thing, I imagine people want to know who it is. But for trivial announcements, they could give a damn.
Yeah. MaxGuy56 says, was a tattoo ever drawn for the Iceberglet outfit? If so, will it be recycled or lost forever in the mists of unusefulness? Usually the artwork is the very last thing that happens for new content. So no, it was not ever drawn.
Because Jick hates to draw.
I do.
Which is kind of fascinating, since the game is all about stick figure artwork.
Ruark says there needs to be a Mr. Mexico for sending you 10 pesos. 10 pesos is what, like a dollar?
Something like that.
I remember when I, the first time I went to Mexico, it was still like 5,000 pesos to the dollar. So, in that case, no. Because I wouldn't want to have to give somebody 100,000 Mr. Mexicos for it.
They could just be like, pick it up, I'll do like a 0.1%.
Speaking of Mexico, Black Belt Duck says, so, how about those titty bars? I likes me some titty bars. Mr. Russia says, jokes about kids with cancer are not funny. Jokes about kids with cats on their heads, however, are.
What's the difference?
I have pictures of kids with cats on their heads.
Do you?
I do, actually.
Do you have any pictures of kids with cancer?
On their heads?
It's always hard to tell, right?
You have pictures of kids with cats with cancer on their heads.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you mean the cat has cancer on its head?
They both have cancer.
Okay.
They share the cancer. They're sort of attacked by the tumor.
Grok the Mad said, in chat they're asking you who you mentioned sending a Mr. A problem to. Was it Zlaenia? Please repeat. Thanks. Yeah, Zlaenia, but since you won't be able to spell that based on just hearing it, just send it to Jake.
He actually spelled it right, I think.
Yeah, no, he did, yeah, but he knows, and anybody who's asking in chat,
right.
If they knew how to spell Zlaenia, they would know that that's who I was talking about. Boy. Torek is angry that he can't attack the groundhogs.
It's like trying to attack the darkness. You just never win.
Did someone just take a picture of something?
That would have been my mom.
I see.
My mom is the guest audience member. Say hi to my mom, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Torek says he'd like to see a new food recipe, preferably some kind of barbecue that uses the ice baby.
I think we should start some sort of trend that where almost all of our offhand items are babies.
I think fashion would approve of that.
Yeah. I mean, really, the entire kingdom is surrounded with barbecued ice.
Yeah.
You can see the grill marks floating in the sea.
Yeah. C.D. Moyer says, do you have plans to make it not so painful for sorcerers at the peak now? I.e., they can't reliably kill with a 50-50 chance of doing one damage. They have a 50-50 chance of doing double damage, though.
Yeah, well, I still think that the elemental sauce gloves are or anything that sort of aligns their.
Yeah, well, it'll probably be like books offhand that let them tune the element of a spell. Yeah, there'll be stuff. Zeno says Zen 00. What about different rollover messages? The old ones are old. Neon Gray says there was a Pentium 60.
I was thinking that occasionally the message they get from over normally says system's going down for nightly maintenance. That would say the system is going down on nightly maintenance for in 10 minutes. But that would be kind of silly.
Young Yellowstone says condolences on the injury, dude.
Rock on, man.
Ipecac the Nauseated says A&R equals artist and repertoire. It's from the music business. It's the person that finds new bands and songs for a record label. What about who's the person that makes up new bands, like,
and recruits people to be?
Yeah, and recruits people like the boy bands and like
the marketing bastard.
Yeah. Or possibly the Sudzu.
Sudzu?
Sudzu.
Just made that up. Well, no, that's a Homestar Runner reference, actually.
Yeah. The skim milk full of gummy bears.
Pure genius.
Skim milk full of gummy bears?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds kind of like kudzu. Soap that climbs in.
Or scudzu.
It's scudzu.
Missiles that just grow out of control.
I know, I have that problem sometimes.
That was the 80s.
Your missile grows out of control. Oh, you and your politics jokes. Little Lisa says, so will Hank's remain forever mostly burned down, or will it one day be rebuilt? It'll one day be rebuilt. Bigger, better, faster.
We have the technology. Can we make it do the ba-na-na-na-na-na whenever you take something out?
Yes.
Sure.
Yay!
Torek says, Guild Quest, have you invested in enough post-it notes yet? Any updates?
We have many post-it notes.
Yeah, they're multicolored and fruity.
They're big, too.
Yeah, we covered the whole board with them.
Well, not the whole blog, but most of it. The calendar's still there.
Yeah, and there's some space in the middle.
We got more whiteboards today.
We did. Yeah. We added some more whiteboards to the office.
Not much more, but
still. Right now, the only thing they've been used for so far is that there are four whiteboards, and I wrote a one word of a four-word message to Riff on each board.
I never saw the message because it was erased when I got up.
Oh, that sucks. Who erased it?
There's only four of us in the office, and it wasn't the three of us.
Okay. Anyway, Riff does eat monkey car.
Bastards.
And Merrick's checking in, so we'll be ready to do a handoff whenever we want to do the handoff.
Apocalypse is agreeing with the auto cell alphabetized thingy. So, alright. Yay to you!
Ruark says, what did you guys smoke before coming up with this game? I'm guessing Labrador. With me, it was mostly just cigarettes.
How do you smoke a Labrador?
No, it's from Cheech and Chong movie where they're smoking weed, and one of them's like, yeah, my dog ate this, and I had to fish it out of his shit. They're smoking Labrador. Yeah.
Will there ever be a priest in a shot caller asks, will there ever be a demon-eating kitten familiar? Sulfur breath mints as an accessory.
Sulfur breath mints.
I kind of like the idea of a kitten familiar.
It would have just a photograph of a kitten as the image.
Yeah.
Giant photograph of it. Like a 1024 by 768 photograph of a kitten in the character
with O-R-L-Y written down at the bottom.
That's only for owls.
Yeah.
I don't really get that O-R-L-Y thing.
I think it was just a funny picture of an
really?
Owl.
Oh, really? It was like a picture of an owl. Like,
yeah.
With a funny look on its face.
But why?
Yeah.
There's actually a Wikipedia article about it.
You can inform yourself that we're reading Wikipedia, because yeah, everything there is true. Let's see here. More people talking about the clan calendar bug that I simply can't reproduce. Like, it seems, sometimes it seems to forget what month and day it is, and doesn't have the picture, and I just can't figure out why it's doing that.
Weird.
Febtober.
Months that start with Feb. Let's see here.
Got some links being sent.
This is great radio. I'm looking at the questions, but you guys kind of suck tonight. Which is to say that, I don't know. I'm not quite sure what I'm trying to say.
Oh, Eric the Real Bit asks, hot or not, Zeno's mom?
Zeno's mom is awesome.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
I would say so. Or, again, I'm biased, though. Let's see here.
We should have an all-mom show. We should invite all our moms here. And then they can talk about the game.
That would work.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, my mom's played like a couple days worth of turns.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is weird. Methodist says, many people reported bugs since the introduction of the right click menus. My browser, IE6, started crashing when they arrived and been stable since I turned them off, sadly. This is the first I've heard of it.
I remember getting one question on a radio show, but that might have been from the same person.
That's really weird. My advice to you would be to A, use Firefox, and B, in case of no Firefox, I don't know, just don't use it. If it's anything that you can reproduce or can give me consistent information about, send me a K-mail.
Yeah, because
I'm pretty much the lord and master of right-click menus. But, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Neon Gray asks, so, fried haddock?
And let's let the dogs of war.
Fried haddock and let's slip the dogs. That's good. I like that.
Did you not listen to that?
No.
When we were at the restaurant after the mystery hunt, and the waiter walked up and said, "Fried haddock." It's like he didn't know whose it was.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yodo says, I recently heard Time Zones for the first time and started playing NetHack. Just wanted to thank you for exposing me to even more nerd joy than I could have imagined otherwise. Well, I'm happy you're playing NetHack.
Yes, and I'm happy you're listening to Negative Land.
Nerd joy is why we're here.
Yeah.
Supermath says, why are there two panes titled Results when you get the item from the Crackpot Mystic?
There's also two panes called Results whenever you buy a skill from the Gnome's Trainer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's because there's results and pre-results.
Yeah. Those are the variables that you use in the code.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, I could say pre-results.
Zare says, fried haddock and let's slip the cod of war.
I played Cod of War, that PlayStation game that has the having sex with two women at the same time mini game.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's so right. He had those chains with the fish on the end.
Yeah. That game was cool, though.
I should borrow that from you and play it.
I should actually play it. My only complaint about it is that there are only, like, four enemy types.
Yeah.
So, that's... Yeah.
Clapping Man asks, was there a way to buy stuff in Hardcore like a Mr. A, then get a Mr. Store item, or was I right to get out of Hardcore to get my tone? I mean, you can always donate in Hardcore to get a Mr. Accessory. You can't equip it.
Yeah.
You can
pull them from Hank's.
You can pull them from Hank's, but you couldn't buy one from the mall.
The link that you use to pull a Mr. A from Hank's in Hardcore occurs on the Mr. Store page, not in Hank's.
Right.
Right.
So if you're in Hardcore and you have a Mr. A in Hank's,
right,
then you can use that to pull it. Then,
yeah.
Of course, if you drop the softcore, immediately thereafter, it will have counted for a pull.
Right.
So you technically can't do that more than 20 times a day.
So to summarize, you could have donated for it without dropping out of Hardcore, but if you did not want to donate, then no.
And you wanted to just buy it from the mall. But you wouldn't have had 4 million meat in soft and Hardcore anyway.
Probably not anyways. I'll take a couple days of farming the peak.
A lot of days.
A couple. Gore Black says, who on the dev team would you say sounds the most different over the radio? I would say that we're pretty much ill-equipped to answer that question in that we're all not listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, different from in real life. I was going to say, which of the three of us sound more similar, who sounds different? Like the...
Sesame Street, one of these voices
is not like the
others. Reverend Noodleson says, dear Jick and crew, how about when you acquire 99 of an item, it says, you get 99X, but a bitch ain't one.
That's a good idea.
I think we need more random profanity.
I don't know. I mean, having the word bitch in gratuitously like that.
Aside from the fiction meat car.
Oh, yeah.
We could say...
Bitchin' is different than a bitch, though. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, you mean that means there isn't a bitch in the meat car? I've totally been parsing that wrong the whole time.
Just because the kind of cars that you drive always have girls in them.
That's because I borrow girls' cars.
That's true. Hey, wait. You borrow my car.
What?
Count D says, how about an accessory called jazz gloves that gives you the intrinsic jazz hands that increases moxie and adds the words and all that jazz to the
I
end of all your jazz
moxie.
Jazz
hands.
That little boater straw hat to wave to.
Yeah. Bunny of Andler says, asbestos ore should be a cocktail crafting or cooking unit because being poisoned is funny. Only I can drink asbestos ore, none of the rest of you can.
He's hardcore that way.
Yeah. I use it to wash down my scarves. Oh, Golna says, rum, gin, tequila, vodka, triple sec, sour mixed splash of Coke. I am in Long Island, so the liquor we were missing was triple sec.
I think we should put double sec in.
That's kind of funny.
Sec.
It's like a more primitive version.
Yeah,
that's less refined.
Jeff Jalrin says, you should allow people to change a Mr. A Jr. back to a Mr. A at the cost of one Mr. A.
Awesome.
So basically, we should make it so people can discard a Mr. A Jr.
A couple of people are saying that there has been lag lately.
Huh.
That might also be, maybe they're recalling the time whenever Jick was running the backup script. There have been a couple times where I've, like, messed up and, you know, made the kingdom hang because I was testing a script, or if it's like a consistent thing, then that's different, but if it's just, like, one or two or three spots where the game just hangs for a minute, that usually doesn't count, because either, like, say the Hall of Records script got hung up on something, or I screwed up when I was writing something, or someone peed all over the database server, you know, because that happens all the time.
Did I ever tell you guys about that one time at my old job where I came in to work one day and the server was covered with Pepsi?
No.
So I had this job where the way that I did things was kind of janky, but it was nothing compared to the jank of the guy who I replaced. And there was like a Sun Spark server, like this cube, it's like a little stack of component pieces, like a component stereo kind of thing. And there was a can of Pepsi sitting on top of it, just like a closed can of Pepsi. And I was like, what's the deal with that can of Pepsi? And he's like, I won a bet with like one of my student employees a while back, and you know, he owed me a Coke, and so he bought me a Pepsi, and I just left it there as a trophy of my victory. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's like sitting on top of a server. And then one day, like a year later, I came in, and the server is like covered with this just sticky black goo. Like, and it just dripped down into all of the sections of the server. Like, and I pick up the can, like, what the fuck? And it just, like, pisses a stream of Pepsi into my eye. Because it's apparently got, like, just this pinhole, like, leak formed in the aluminum. And wow. Me picking it up shook it up and started spraying out. Yeah, it was messed
That's
up.
That's amazing.
The server was fine. That's a good story.
Benson, Arizona says, give the angry goat elemental foreheads.
That's interesting.
Priest in a Shot Color says, I'd like to publicly propose to Flaming Goat Cock. Will you bless our union? I can definitely bless the union of a Flaming Goat Cock and a Priest in a Shot Color.
Let's see. Liam and Me says, i.e. not the actual link back to the mine, but the bold last adventure link to the mountain. Oh, yeah, that's not going to work ever, or at least the way it's coded. Things that aren't like adventures don't have those adventure documents, and you can't set them very easily. It's like the barrel for full barrels doesn't do that. The cake-shaped arena doesn't do that. So...
Oh, iSpeculum wants me to let you know that right after this show, they're transitioning to a new... radio server, so there'll be a hiccup.
Only the 64K.
Yeah, only the 64K stream. So I guess that means everyone will be kicked off and have to reconnect.
Yeah. We're also going to have to change the radio links on top. I'm talking the Amplitude about it.
Okay, cool.
So we'll get that done.
Terracat asks if there are any reboot references in the game. Tim hasn't seen any and would like to think it's cool if there is. Yeah, if you just hit Control-Delete, there's a great reboot reference in the game.
Yeah, Alt-F4 for infinite ammo. that's such a great thing. I'm so amazed that works.
Which one, in which game?
Well, it was like if you had friends trying to get onto your Counter-Strike server, but it was full, you just type Alt-F4 for unlimited ammo, and somebody would hit Alt-F4 and drop out, and your friend would be able to get on. Like, it was like in any group of 8 people, there was one of them stupid enough to try it. Like, I don't know. Is Reboot that fucked up thing that it's like a kid show, like an afternoon TV show that's sort of like Tron?
Yeah.
It's the CG people with the blue skin inside a computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And occasionally a computer game that's just represented by these giant sparkly cubes sort of runs down on one part of the city, and if they don't win the game, that part of the city gets destroyed.
It seemed like a good show, but I kept feeling like I was missing something because I just saw random episodes, and apparently it has a lot more continuity than an American kid show actually does.
Like at the end, of, I used to watch this all the time, and at the end of the first season and the beginning of the second season, there was a story involved. Or no, it was the beginning of the second season. There was more of a story that occurred, and it. But the first part, no, it didn't really have any cohesive episode to episode plot. It was sort of episodic, you know, introduction, problem, conclusion, denouement. I don't think that's how that's pronounced. Hey guys, I'm happy with my knowledge of, or my broken knowledge of plot structures.
Yeah, no, I mean, it answered my question.
Yeah.
Yes, it is that fucked up show that looks like Tron.
There you go.
Sally Damerung says, this one is for all of you. Are you happy? I'm just curious. I am pretty happy, in general.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
Pretty satisfied with the state of things in my life. Xenophobe's never happy.
No.
I'm nodding, which doesn't translate very well over the radio.
So we're all happy except Xenophobe.
Pretty much.
Electrofreak says, can we get a Mr. Oi if we send you $10 equivalent in Israeli shekels? I really don't want to make any more of those.
Yeah, the Mr. S are already a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
They're
kind
of funny.
It's funny, yeah, it's but totally I mean, it's not funny. Funny. I mean, it wouldn't be funny to do another one, you know? I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Like,
What about if someone sent you 2.6184 whatever dollars, would you give them Mr. E?
There's already a Mr. E, Mr. Exploiter.
Wow, but like a lowercase e.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty sure that would be a bad idea.
Yeah, what if they sent us, like, you know, 6 point whatever to the times 10 to the 23rd and give them a Mr. Avogadro? Really, you could have whatever you wanted for that much money. Like,
yes, if you send us a mole of dollar bills.
Like, you can have your own copy of Kingdom of Loathing where you get to be Jake. Like... Spin Dizzy says, how many of the guests tonight still live with their parents? Zero.
None of us.
I mean, if mom's in town.
Yeah, but she's sort of living with me instead of for the week instead of me living at her house.
C.D. Moyer says, shouldn't a Mr. Mexico be renamed a Mr. Olay? That's kind of funny.
With milk? What?
But Young Dungeon Man said, hi, Zeno's mom.
A Smith's girl says, how about relocating the guild to Degrassi Junior Knoll? It's not Degrassi Junior Knoll. Degrassi Knoll was never a reference to that Degrassi High or Degrassi Junior High show.
Yeah.
You guys know how much I hate Canada. I would never...
See, that's why we have the Mr. A, because it's like the apology for all the making fun of Canada that we do.
Yeah.
The Terrible Secret of Space asks, is there any way that we can keep this chat going during rollover? While it was possible, it's possible right now if you're on dev, but pretty soon we're going to make that pretty much impossible because we're going to shut down the database every day. Yeah. So it wouldn't work. And anyways, the chat is so tightly integrated to the game that it's pretty much impossible to sort of off-source onto a box that runs all the time. And even if you were on during rollover, there are maybe 3 or 4 chunks where you're just asleep.
Yeah, nothing can happen.
Yeah, because the server is busy deleting all the inactive players. And then there's that huge chunk of time at night when it's just asleep. So it doesn't really work a full day. Well, you bastards, none of you got it.
Oh, well. Oh, from the Christopher Walken thing?
Yeah.
I see. Zen00 says, are there any Watership Down references in the Dire Warren? I don't think so. It's been too long since I've read it. The only thing I remember is Elari Ra. And that's all.
All I remember is the word Tharn.
Tharn?
Yeah, that's the state of, like, deer in the headlights.
Oh, right.
I remember in the cartoon how everything like sort of gets really red.
Oh yeah, like turns that freaked that the crap really out of me when I was a little kid. Yeah.
Let's see here.
That was a really good book.
Yeah, I remember that being really sad.
I think I brought it with me. I should read it again.
I think I think I have my copy. I've been moving all of my books from one room to
another. Any new content these days, we all sit down to read
Watership Down. Yeah.
But on the other hand, there will be many new rabbit-related zones afterwards.
Rabbit. Mai says, can we get a boot from clan options to the right-click menus? No, because there's no way for the right-click menu to be able to tell if the person is in your clan or not, and whether or not you have the ability to boot someone from
your
clan.
Maybe you just be able to boot anyone from any clan.
That would be a great idea, yeah.
I think that's just the kind of agitation we need to really get things moving, to give everyone the ability to boot anyone from any clan.
Yeah. I mean, have a delete player. That's another good option.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Damn it, that guy has that name I wanted.
Click. Bing. That's the noise that it makes whenever it deletes your character.
Yeah, you guys never get to hear
if you're
that.
On during rollover, you hear that a lot.
Yeah. Gorblex says, wouldn't pre-results just be results?
Probably.
Fecal Matter says, how many people send you a PM every second? There isn't anyone who sends me a PM every second.
There better not be.
Yeah. They wouldn't last very long. That is about the easiest way for you to get an account disabled, is to either like spam the bug reports or just PM me over and over again despite me telling you to stop.
Yeah.
Terracat
asks, could you change it so I can pull my Mr. A from my display case in hardcore? No, you won't. You shouldn't be able to pull anything from your display case.
Yeah,
ever.
Just don't put... If you're going to use your Mr. A's for something, don't put them in your display case.
That goes for any item you put in your display case. It's just... We're not going to make that happen is there's too much room for us to screw it up, and it's hard, and we're lazy. Let's see. Posteroni asks, will there eventually be a way to move items between the mall and Hank's Wall and Hardcore? I don't know.
I'm kind of against that.
Yeah. A lot of people want it. Not so much the buying things in the mall and then having them go in the Hank's, which would never happen. But, man, I kind of don't want to do it because that would be something that I would have to do and I don't want to work.
Mini Man asks, why do messages to Radio Bugbear not show up in last sent? That's because of the way that last sent is implemented. They only show up in your last sent when the person you send them to receives them. And since we don't actually log in as Radio Bugbear, we're not actually technically receiving the messages in that way. So it's sort of a weird bug that...
But it's not so much a bug, it's the fact that whenever you send the message to Radio Bugbear, it doesn't actually go into the... Well, no, it does.
It's just Radio Bugbear never technically receives the message.
Yeah.
And that's what the last sent is using.
Yeah, that's what... I mean, eventually, once we flush them, it puts them all into the PM archive.
Yeah.
Like, after the show, if we remember to flush them, they will suddenly show up on your last sent. They should, at least.
Something like that.
Pastorama asked if the new AutoCell interface will get item pictures. It had them to begin with, but it was really messy.
Yeah.
It just made it look even uglier, so we pretty much all were in agreement that it'd be better if they went away.
So they did.
Zin00 says the clan calendar image is showing up as bikini/.gif.
Huh. I can't reproduce that at all. I don't understand what's going on.
Somebody linked to a screenshot.
I understand the bug reports, and if it's saying familiar.gif, that it means that the bikini.gif, that means that it's not detecting the month properly, which is weird.
It's also bikini/.
It doesn't matter what the file name is. The fact that it's a nothing.gif means that there is it's not detecting the month properly, and I couldn't get it to reproduce that. Maybe Jake will have better look on it if he wants to look at it.
I mean, I just bought one, and I'm seeing it's Bill Third.
Yeah,
so Third.
So
mommy bug and a daddy bug love each other very much. They reproduce.
Yes.
That's what you're looking for?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. You can smell it. It's terrible. Let's see here.
SNB says there should be a rare adventure called Tentacle Bonanza.
Bonanza. Whatever.
That gives you a, quote, shitload, quote, of meat, but for some reason all your equipment mysteriously disappears.
I don't think people would like that very much.
Yeah.
Although, Chi Lurker says, any thoughts on adding a DB skill for making flaming drinks which are first mixed and then cooked?
That's interesting.
You don't really put drinks into the oven, no. You sort of just slide them with a stick ladder.
No, but just the idea of something that's both a cocktail crafting and a cooking recipe is kind of interesting.
Well, and flambé food items could be items that you have to have alcohol on and then ignite it.
Like baked works a little better or something. Narratively, anyways.
Yeah.
Has baked, I don't know.
Because one thing we need is better food to really balance things out.
No, I mean, it would hurt you to eat them because they'd still be on fire.
Right.
What's the equivalent of Alaska in the kingdom?
I don't know.
Baked Canada.
Yeah. Istanbul says, does facing the naughty sorceress cure goofball withdrawal? Yes, it does. I think that's something that was probably included in the design of that, whatchamacallit.
Fecal Matter says, that's sort of sad. You guys are so rich off of people buying Mr. A's, you're richer than your parents. Not living with your parents anymore doesn't mean that you're richer than your parents.
No.
It just means that you're a grown-up.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that my parents are much richer than I am because my dad is a very smart investor.
I think my mom has more money than I do.
Dude, she works at a bank. She has as much money as she
Yeah, that's true. My mom sort of has an infinite amount of money if she really works.
She can get it.
Yeah.
Left asks if there's a use for the Gru egg coming up, and yes, there is. Soon.
Herod says, will there ever be a limit on multi-accounts? There already are. You're not supposed to have any. And we have
the limit is called number 6.
Yeah. Number 6 will straighten you out if you go over the limit. Let's see here. More people wanting Mr. Insert generic sort of cultural reference here, familiars for different countries. No. Just the sort of, like, blanket denial of them. Zen00 says, if you said someone $3.14, would you give them pie? If it was a cheap pie.
I think it would have to be $3.14159.
Yeah, so if anyone can give us less than a cent like that,
yeah,
then we'll give you pie, sure. It might just be a flower petal pie, or perhaps a or a Boris's Key lime pie, but it'll be pie.
Let's see here.
Messages are sort of slowing down, which is good because we only have like 5 minutes left.
Sally Demering says, how do you guys define when one becomes a grown-up?
When it becomes two?
when you can stay up as late as you want and buy candy online with credit cards and have it delivered to your house.
Along with ice cream?
I'm going to do the circular definition. It's when you don't live with your parents anymore.
Yeah, I
don't know. I mean, I was allowed to stay up as late as I wanted.
I was allowed to stay up as late as I wanted, provided that I was reading.
Huh.
Yeah. Because, well, my dad's an English professor.
Really? But, I mean, I think, like, once I sort of had my own room, really, like, I guess, I don't know, like...
I mean, do you consider yourself a grown-up when you're in college?
No.
I still don't really consider myself a grown-up.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, you're asking a pretty weird set of people. We
yeah.
play
we're
games.
Not exactly,
we're Toys R Us kids.
Yeah, yeah. We're largely pushing 30, but we still spend a lot of our money on toys.
I'm not pushing 30.
Yeah, no, I said largely. Zeno's still a youngster, but
yeah. I'm 23. Hi guys, how's it going?
But will you live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you heard that song? I'm totally going.
It's
out on that
almost
song.
As if we played it on this radio show.
Have we? I wonder if I have that. I wonder if I have that MP3.
Oh, I'm thinking of something different. Never mind.
No, it's Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise.
Oh,
I have to have it.
I'm a retard.
Yeah, Coolio.
I'm sure
and
you got
that
it.
That is 4 minutes long, so I'm thinking we're going to give Merrick a 4 minute countdown.
Yeah.
One last refresh on here and see if there's anything.
DVMA Praison says, is your solid gold Ferrari auto or manual?
You know, I tried to buy a manual one, but they just don't make them anymore.
I can't drive a
well, they make a very small number of them every year, but they sell out very quickly.
Yeah. Actually, I did try to buy a manual in the car that I drive, but they had drastically remodeled the car for next year, and they had stopped manufacturing the one that I wanted, and they weren't even able to order one with a stick shift for me. So I ended up with an automatic, even though I didn't want one. Yeah, that's it. But it's not a Ferrari, and it's not solid gold. So there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, here goes some Coolio. We'll see you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace out, yo.
Later.
Yo.
The valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking. Or you and your homies might be lying to chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they go, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Boom, I'm the kind of G, the little homies wanna be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. Tell me why are we so blind?
minute after minute, hour after hour. Everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's tricking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.